Welcome to the June issue of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. This month, we present four research papers and two engineering reports, a couple of which relate to broadcast topics. For example, there is a paper by Adib Marabi and a group of co-researchers that deals with music thumbnailing for radio podcasts. The authors asked how a piece of music can be best summarized by getting 120 listeners to rate the quality of short thumbnails generated by various automatic and manual methods. Both transition points and song part selection were found to be similarly important, and two of the automatic methods performed similarly to their manual counterparts, which suggested that automatic editing methods might be used in the future for this purpose. In Takahiri Sugimoto's engineering report on dialogue channel control for 22.2 multi-channel broadcasting, he and his colleagues go into how channels can be separated into dialogue channels and background channels. By controlling them separately, the listener experience can be improved, they say, both by adjusting the level for clarity and by enabling dialogue replacement. Listening tests confirmed the usefulness of these functions, implemented in this case by means of MPEG-4 AAC technology. Moving to other topics, there's a paper by Yujin Raoshumao and a long list of coworkers on a new approach to individualizing binaural reproduction. The authors explain that individual binaural responses can be synthesized using a microphone array and a beamforther called a virtual artificial head. By modifying the directivity pattern of the virtual head, recordings could be adapted to individual binaural responses in the recording studio. It was found that individual responses combined with individually equalized headphones resulted in the best listening quality, but the virtual head setup resulted in a high level of acceptance among the subjects. Kiyu Shizu and her co-researchers offer a design framework for robust reproduction of personal sound zones using acoustic contrast control. They point out that errors in the acoustic transfer function between sound sources and receiving zones can have a large effect on the success of such systems. Even so, using acoustic modeling and knowledge of the potential error distribution, it turns out to be possible to get robust results in the presence of loudspeaker gain errors. On a related topic, Tim Ziemer and Rolf Bader show how musical instrument radiation characteristics can be resynthesized successfully within an extended listening area using a loudspeaker array. By taking into account perceptual constraints, the computational costs of doing this can be reduced, requiring equations to be solved for only 25 frequencies. Precise localization and a natural spatial impression could be delivered up to a critical frequency determined by the listening positions. Finally, there's a fascinating engineering report on the acoustic transparency of electrostatic loudspeaker assemblies, written by Rod White and Stephen Bolzer. They point out that although such loudspeakers are renowned for their clarity and coherence at mid and high frequencies, the acoustic behavior of ESL panels is not well understood. From their models, it turns out that the high frequency response is dominated by the effects of reflections between the various components, such as membrane, stators, grills, covers, and cloth. The gaps between these should be kept as small as possible so that any peaks and dips occur at the highest frequencies. Turning to the back of the journal, after a break resulting from a changing of the guard, we are pleased to bring back our regular report on the Society's standards work. Rich Cabot has recently taken over from Mark Young as standards manager, and there's news of the launch of our Standards Sustainer program. A number of companies have already signed up with financial support for AES standards, and the program offers opportunities for a number of different levels of commitment. We also report on a recently held AES 67 Plugfest, held in February at the BBC in London. In our feature article this month, Francis Rumsey goes into recent AES convention papers on binaural audio and virtual acoustics. The wide use of headphone listening, the sophistication and cheapness of signal processing, and the dramatic growth of virtual reality systems have provided an increased impetus to integrate this technology into practical systems. The challenges, as they ever were, are to find straightforward ways of dealing with things like head tracking, efficient binaural synthesis, and individualization, all of which can contribute to a convincing listener experience. He finds that the factors affecting the plausibility of binaural synthesis are complicated and rather context-dependent. There are two AES International conferences taking place later this summer, and in this June issue, we offer previews of both. The third International Conference on Sound Reinforcement concentrates on open-air venues and will be held in Struer, Denmark, from the 30th of August to the 2nd of September. Chaired by Peter Chapman, there will be workshops, demonstrations, and live experiments, combined with technical papers and tutorials presented by recognized sound system designers and acoustic specialists. Live performances will demonstrate the most advanced and up-to-date sound systems operated by renowned sound engineers on an outdoor stage. Then from September 8th to the 10th, our International Conference on Automotive Audio takes place in Burlingame, San Francisco. Chaired by Alfred Svobodnik, the conference committee is planning a comprehensive program of technology demonstrations, papers, tutorials, and workshops. Whether you're a first-time visitor or a long-time local, San Francisco's Golden Gates welcome all. Located in Burlingame, the Hyatt Regency San Francisco Airport is conveniently situated between downtown San Francisco and near Silicon Valley businesses. Completing the June issue is a review of the most recent edition of the long-running Master Handbook of Acoustics, along with news of recent product launches and AES section activities around the world. Why not get started on this month's issue today? Available for download at www.aes.org. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.